Hola chicos, bienvenidos a Lightspeed Spanish otra vez. This is the second video on the por and para theme. The reason I'm doing this is I want to test you. I want to give you an opportunity to see whether you understood what I was talking about. Now, if you haven't watched the first video, please do that. It's not very long and it just helps you explain. When I'm using the things like expressions like an arrow, the ara for para, and also the cross for por, and this movement for por as well. So it's easy if you understand what I'm talking about. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a list of sentences. And what I want you to do is decide... sorry, I've got something in my throat at the moment. I want you to decide whether you're going to use por or para. And then what we're going to do is I'm going to tell you what the answer is and why, so that you can understand. If you get it right, fantastic. But if you don't, I want you to understand why it was that you weren't quite on the same wavelength, okay? In the blog that I'm writing after this, I will put all of the sentences so that beforehand, if you want, you can look at them and have a think about them, so that you're not just doing this off the cuff, you know? But if you're just listening to this now, I'm going to read the sentences nice and slowly. Before we start, I just want to say one thing that I missed off from the other video, and that was when you're giving thanks for something, you use por. Why? Because por is the motivation, it's the reason behind. So when you say thanks for doing that, thanks for helping me, then what you're doing is you're using por. Por. Because you're saying thanks because of what you've done. Okay? So that's all that you're doing. Sorry, I've got something in my throat. This is the second video I've done because I have had a coughing fit. Let's see if we can get through it. Okay. Now, first sentence. So you tell me, por o para, and I want you to think of the reason why. Okay. So, I'm going to use the word blank for where you're going to put the por o para. Blank, cuando tendrás eso hecho. Blank, cuando tendrás eso hecho? So what's it going to be? Now, let me translate that sentence for you. When will you have that done for? Okay, now is it easier? Blank, cuando tendrás eso hecho? What is it, por o para? Well, the answer is para. Why? Because para is the ara, it's the deadline, end result. When will you have that done for? For when? When is the deadline? So para, okay? Number two. Tengo que tener esto hecho blank septiembre. Otra vez. Tengo que tener esto hecho blank septiembre. Now, do you know that before I translate it? Por o para? I'll translate it now. So, I have to have this done by September. Okay? Tengo que tener esto blank, eso hecho blank septiembre. Okay? So, what did you choose? Por o para? If you chose para, you would be right. Why? Deadline again. End result. Ara. Okay? So, two paras. Two sentences, both are deadlines. So, next one. Okay. Antonio está lejos de casa. Su hermana tiene que regar sus plantas blank él. Okay? So, it's the second part. Antonio está lejos de casa. Su hermana tiene que regar sus plantas blank él. So what is it, por o para? Do you know before I translate it? Now let me translate it. Antonio is far from home. His sister has to water the plants for him. So is it para or por? Interesting one. The answer is por. Why? Because, if you remember, por is on behalf of. Okay, it could quite work. She waters the plants for him. He's just going to receive the watered plants. But because he's far away and he can't do it, it's got to be por. So that's when you use por. Okay? Next, el siguiente. ¿A qué hora vienes a recogerme? ¿A qué hora vienes a recogerme? Voy a blank T a las 5. ¿A qué hora vienes a recogerme? Voy a blank T a las 5. So, do you know that one? Before I translate it, por o para? Let me translate it. What time are you coming to pick me up? I'm coming for you at 5. I'm coming for you at 5. So, what's that? Por o para? Okay, the answer is por. Now, if you chose para, I perfectly understand. Let me explain why it's por. There's an expression, a por algo, a por algo. Okay? Yo voy a por pan. Yo voy a por los niños. It's a por because what you're doing is you're saying, I'm going because of. I'm going because I'm going to pick you up. Okay? And it's also kind of, well, yeah, that's probably the best way of looking at it. This is my motivation. I'm going because I'm going to pick you up. All right? So that would be, yo voy a por ti. Mm-hmm. It could be for, I'm going for anybody, but it's a por. Okay. What about this one? Blank tercera vez, no quiero ir contigo a la fiesta. Blank tercera vez, no quiero ir contigo a la fiesta. Okay, do you know what it is? Translation, for the third time, I don't want to go to the party with you. Okay, so for the third time. ¿Qué va a ser? ¿Por o para? La respuesta es por. Why? For the third time. For the third time. Okay? Multiplication. Three times. Por primera vez, por segunda vez, por tercera vez. It's just multiplication sign. Okay? Next. Canta muy mal blank ser un cantante profesional. Ok, otra vez. Canta muy mal blank ser un cantante profesional. Por o para. I'll translate it for you. He sings very badly for being a professional singer. So he sings very badly for being a professional singer. Por o para. Well, if you chose para, correcto. Why is it para? This is the one, the only one that stands apart from para being an end result, a destination. And it's when you're making a comparison. When you're saying, you know, oh, you speak really good English for being Spanish. You sing really badly for being a professional singer. It's this para. It's always para in that, these kind of comparisons. Okay? So it's a little anomaly that doesn't fit in with the arrow. So it's worthwhile remembering. La siguiente frase. Esta o esto se usa, blank ejemplo, para hacer agujeros. Okay? So esto se usa, blank ejemplo, para hacer agujeros. Okay. Por o para. Es fácil esto, ¿no? This one's an easy one. So this one is used, for example, for making holes. It's a tool, yeah? Por o para. Pues la respuesta es por. Okay? Por ejemplo. It's a standard thing. It's always the same, isn't it? Por ejemplo, for example. Okay? Okay. What about this one? Esta leche es blanc hacer cuajada. Okay? So, esa leche es blanc hacer cuajada. Por o para. Even if you don't know what cuajada is, you could take a good guess. This milk is for to make cheese. Okay? So, esa leche es para. Why? Because the end result is you're going to make some cheese. Okay, that's the end result. Cheese is going to be made. So it's para. Okay. Okay, and the last one. ¿Es ese bolso blanc tu madre? Sí, es blanc su cumpleaños. So, ¿es